Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Voice of Support, where we aim to bring you informative content from the world of Microsoft Support. We plan to expose many of the trends and technologies that are shaping our industry today. Today's guest is Jen Huff. She is a content business manager here in Microsoft Global Support Automation. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself there, Jen?
Okay. It's good to be here, Otto. I'm a SQL content business manager. And what that means is I'm kind of all things SQL for support online. I pull together content and work with another person in my group here, Sandy Donovan, to bring SQL support content to your desktop via the support centers. Been at Microsoft about 8 years and have been kind of focused on customer support that entire time. So I've been here from the beginning of email support and now am in the online support arena and obviously like what I'm doing or I wouldn't have stayed in customer support for so long. So I am passionate about it and hoping that this is going to be a great means for us to communicate with our customers and bring you innovative and creative and interesting information on our support group and so that's kind of why I'm here today.
Cool. Yeah, this is definitely, this podcast is definitely a kind of a new area for us. This is a brand new type of content that we haven't really explored too much in the past. I've also been here at Microsoft for about 8 years now, and I originally started in games and hardware support. And then came over here to Global Support Automation Media. And I'm the guy that runs the support webcast program that some of you may be familiar with. These are generally half an hour to 2 hour shows, essentially, with PowerPoint and audio that tend to go into some pretty in-depth topics. Anywhere from, deploying Windows Server 2003 on 1,000 desktops to how to use the Xbox 360 as a media center extender. So we try to really kind of hit a pretty good range. But with these new Voice of Support podcasts, we plan to do some more informal interview content, essentially. We certainly hope that this helps to kind of bring forth a bit more of a kind of like that behind the scenes look, really. Right. We definitely want to try to expose what it is that we do for you in our support world day to day.
There's a lot of humans in the background.
Exactly.
Bringing this information to you. We're not just robots, we swear.
Right. We're all not automated, I swear. support is definitely a very, very large organization, and we'd like to really use this medium to let you get to know us, essentially. We plan to interview all sorts of people within the support organization, from people on our internal content team that we're doing today, to support professionals, tech leads, MVPs, guys from the Xbox support team.
We have our ideas, but we're hoping that you, the listener, is going to kind of tell us where to go with this and give us that map or those ideas, what you want to see, what you want to hear about, troubles that you're having, that sort of thing. We're hoping that this is going to be a real collaborative environment with the listeners. I want to say our customers, but listeners, whoever they might be, getting a feel for what we do in support and giving us a feel for how we can help you better, how we can, and at least we're trying to listen better with this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're definitely very interested in the types of topics that you'd like to hear us talk about, really. What is it that, what are your pain points? What are your wins? What what is it that you'd like to understand better, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, expose you to not our processes, but the things we kind of deal with too on a daily basis, on a monthly basis, and bringing content to you. I think you'll be really surprised that we do look at your comments that you write in on the KB articles, and we do look at that information, and we'll be talking to you about that and how we determine, you know, what to bring to you based on what you're saying to us. And so this is another means for you to tell us what you need and what you'd like to see.
Yeah, it's definitely very, very exciting for us to be able to bring this type of content to you and to really kind of open up those doors, really. And hopefully this content will continue to grow based on your feedback, and will definitely be very fun and informative for sure. And, you know, another interesting avenue that this medium is going to allow us to do is, you know, essentially, currently we're basically sitting here in GSA Media Studios together doing, you know, your classic face-to-face interview, essentially. But we also have the ability now to be very mobile. So we can actually go out kind of in the field, really, and talk to the people within the support organization that we're interested in talking about or that you are interested in hearing about in their own environment. There's actually a certain piece of the support organization that does a lot of on-site customer visits and stuff like that. So, you know, we could very easily do kind of a mobile broadcast situation within that environment as well. And I think that'll definitely be a very interesting piece. So
yeah, some of those user experience
exactly
things that go on.
Exactly. So, but just kind of another example of the wide range of topics that we're going to try to bring to you. And again, like we are consistently saying, we've got a new Ask For It survey, basically, that's going to be linked on channel9.msdn.com. And over on the left-hand side, you'll see a shows section, and you'll see the voice of support in there. And that'll be your avenue, basically, to tell us what you think, tell us what you'd like to hear, tell us, you know, the whole bit.
Tell us what you want to see.
Exactly.
Or tell us what you want to hear.
Exactly.
Can't see anything on a radio podcast.
Yeah, at least not yet. But of course, we'd also like to hear your feedback about, you know, any issues that you may run into while trying to view this type of content on various devices or whatever the case may be. These will all be available via the channel9.msdn.com site in MP3 and Windows Media Audio streaming formats. So you'll be able to play them pretty much anywhere. This is all designed to be very, very mobile content, from your iRiver to your iPod to your desktop system. You could pop some of these on a USB flash drive and plug it into your Xbox 360 at home and listen to us in your living room if you'd like. So definitely try to give you as much flexibility as we possibly can with this type of content. But we definitely love to hear from you on how you're also listening to us and what environments you're listening to this in.
And how you're finding us.
Exactly. How you're finding us is a huge thing as well. So
Ask For It kind of came about in the support voice columns that we're doing for ASP and now SQL and IIS. All developer products, which are not real visible to the consumer or the home user. But what we decided to try and do, or what I decided to try and do, and I actually got support for it, which was great, was I wanted to give support a voice and give the customers a voice to kind of communicate with support via the means that we had in online support. In our group, which is we create content. So how can I do that with the limited means I have of creating content and posting content? So we came up with the support voice column. and it's a very informal, conversational like column, and it covers, you know, things like, gosh, I'm not an ASP person, so I can't be real technical or specific, but, you know, we'll attack problems around ASP, maybe in finding particular content for a particular problem. And we bring that all together in one column. So if you're experiencing X problem, we're going to talk about it in the support voice. And we also give you a link to write to us and tell us, did it help you? Did it suck?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one comment we got recently was, not exactly groundbreaking. Well, depending on the level of the user, you know, it's kind of all subjective anyway. Yeah. But we get a lot of positive feedback, and we've gotten of late a lot of positive feedback being written in about the support voice columns via this Ask For It means or medium that we've given folks to use. And we're seeing that they kind of like being able to communicate with us in this manner. And so the podcast is kind of born from that and taking it a step further.
Right.
And giving the customer or the listener the means to tell us what they'd like to see, what they're having trouble with, that sort of thing.
So for our next topic, we are planning on concentrating on the wonderful world of search. And we'd like to get some good content ideas from you, our listeners, as well, on what types of things we should be concentrating on. We plan to give you kind of a wide range of
perspectives on searching support.microsoft.com or searching our site for support information. We're hoping to bring in a content business manager that manages a product, a high volume product, and also maybe somebody from our technological side of the house.
Mm-hmm. Can give you all an idea of how search works behind the scenes in a way.
And possibly an MVP for a news group perspective. Yeah. And of course, always your perspective. Tell us what you need or what you'd like to see.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what you'd like to hear.
Yeah.
We'll be looking at that information and using it in our next podcast.
So thanks for listening again to the Voice of Support. And please feel free to go ahead and send us feedback using that Ask For It form.
Yeah, give me something to do. Like, I don't have anything to do. But looking forward to seeing what you're writing in on the Ask For It. So I'll be reviewing all of that information. Can't wait.
Until next time, thanks for tuning in.